Fly local, fly Sheridan.
Planning for a busy summer tourism season? Be prepared for extra business with First Federal Bank and Trust cash management solutions. Our local cash management experts will help you streamline your cash flow and minimize risk so you can focus on delivering exceptional service to your customers. Visit efirstfederal.bank to contact our cash management team today. Make this summer your best yet with the help of First Federal Bank and Trust, Sheridan's only mutual bank. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Jill Bates with the Bates Team at Best.
And this is Colton Bates. It's one thing to put your home on the market during the best time of the year this spring, but our team wants you to have a full-scale launch onto the market.
That's right, Colton. We believe in every single detail mattering when it comes to staging, presentation, and targeted marketing for an all-out best effort in getting your home sold.
If you want to see the service you're paying for, keep a constant line of communication, and relieve yourself of any work and stress, work with the best.
Use the spring season for all it's worth and choose the best for all your real estate needs.
Give us a call at 675-BEST and visit bestwy.net today.
The UCross Foundation invites you to celebrate their fourth annual Founders Day, Saturday, May 31st from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Guests will enjoy open artist studio tours, house-made pizza for purchase, performances by the Wyoming Symphony Orchestra, and the opening of Luminous Forms, a new exhibition at the UCross Art Gallery, as well as the debut of Confluences, an immersive sound installation on the UCross grounds. To RSVP for this free event, please visit ucross.org.
Hi, this is Liz Kincaid, host of the video podcast called Sheridan County Ag Update. Join me each week as I visit with local folks about ag issues, rodeo, 4-H, FFA, and much more. Sheridan County Ag Update presented by Heartland Kubota and True Built Builders. You can find my video podcast each week and other interviews under the podcast tab on SheridanMedia.com. So join me, Liz Kincaid, host of Sheridan County Ag Update on SheridanMedia.com.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Tuesday, May 27th. From Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. This morning, I'm joined by Sheridan Dog and Cat Shelter Dog Lead, Liz Landy.
Yep.
I got that right.
Yep.
I don't think I got it right last time. And Cat Assistant, Sarah Bacon. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Now, who is this that you brought with you today?
I've brought Mr. Mox with me. He's a Border Collie mix. He's almost 10 years old. So
oh,
he's
wow.
one of our seniors
he's
up at the
senior.
Shelter right now. Yep.
Now, what's his temperament like? Pretty calm, I would imagine.
Yeah, he's calm. He has enough energy to go get him and keep up with you when the time comes to it. But he's fairly laid back and loves naps on the couch. So.
My kind of dog.
Yeah, he's perfect.
Let's just hang out today. We'll run tomorrow. Now, Liz, how long have you been dog lead over there at the shelter?
I want to say it was right around March that I stepped up into that position. So,
and what was it that drove you to work at the shelter in the first place?
I've always had a passion for animals, dogs specifically. It's something that I've always strived to do better in, and when you love what you do, you don't work a day in your life.
Right.
So.
Right. And so when you started over there, was it like just straight into the dog department, or did you work other places first?
I jumped right into the dog department. I started as a kind of kennel staff, keeping everything clean, and I do the same tasks now. I've just got a little bit more on my plate. I get done every
yeah,
day.
Yeah.
So,
exactly. Yeah. Now, what exactly is those things that they actually put on your plate? What are the duties of a dog lead as opposed to kennel staff?
Yeah, so I take care of any of the dogs that need to be seen by our local vet, the dog write-ups, the descriptions of the dogs, to be able to post them, to catch people's eye when they're looking for them, and to really explain their behavior, their demeanor, their temperament, what they're good with, what they're not good with. And kind of give an overall description. That way, just looking online, people will be able to tell whether this is kind of the dog that would fit with them or not.
Yeah, yeah. And when it comes to like the love of the duties itself, what is it about this position that you really love?
I love getting to know each of the dogs more on a one-on-one basis as opposed to only coming in and getting the cleaning duties done. I really am able to figure out the history of these dogs and figure out the best way to get them into the best homes that they can be in.
And one thing, since I started talking with the shelter and kind of trying to find some staff to go over there, is I'm always telling people this is really a cleaning job.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's a lot of perks that come with this, but, you know, going over there and sitting around with the animals is, that's one of the perks. That's not the job itself. The job itself involves a lot of cleaning. And sometimes that cleaning can involve, you know, like real antibacterial stuff. I mean, there's been a couple outbreaks, not over there, but, you know, you end up getting a dog and you're like, okay, I really think this dog has ABC. We need to take precautions around this. That can be pretty tough to do, can't it?
Yeah, it can be pretty tough. It's stressful sometimes, but it's all worth it in the end. So just taking those precautions to make sure if anything is going on that we get it figured out and taken care of the way it needs to.
Now, Sarah, what was it that took you over to the shelter?
I kind of wanted a change in my life. I used to work with kids, and then I went over to the shelter, and I just fell in love with working with the animals, and I was cross-trained before, so I worked with dogs and cats.
Oh, wow.
So I just kind of did both jobs and just kind of fell in love with it.
Yeah. Now, what was it about the cat assistant position that you kind of drew you in?
At the time, they just kind of needed somebody in the cat position, and I was like, I'm totally fine doing that. I love doing it. I was never a cat person to begin with, but now I have a cat. And
he's my, now he's you are, my love, right?
And now I'm a cat person and a dog person. So,
what are your duties look like on a daily basis as a cat assistant?
My like extra duty, other than like cat cleaning and all that, is the behaviors of the cats. So I test if they're good with other cats, if they're good with dogs, if they're okay with like kids. I kind of get to mess with them or play with their ears and their tails just to see if their temperament is okay with kids. And it's just kind of a baseline of where they can and can't go.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to put a cat that's not good with kids in somewhere with a lot of kids.
Yeah.
So.
Now, do you have like a list that you go down and you're like, ear pull, okay, check. You know? Or, okay, does not like ear pull.
I kind of do. I have like 10 questions on like where their best placement would be, or if they're good with cats, or if they're good with big dogs, if they're okay with small dogs, which I use my own dog for, is I test them with my own dog.
What kind of dog do you have?
I have Munchkin from the dog and cat shelter. I adopted her, and she's a super mutt.
she is.
She's got 26 breeds. I did a DNA test
on
her.
Oh, wow. So she is super mutt.
She is very much super mutt. So.
Oh, Munch. Yes. I think we actually fostered her.
You did.
For maybe a day or two. Because when she came in, boy, she was super tiny, wasn't she?
Oh,
she was
what?
She is part of a litter, if I remember right.
Yep, she was a part of a big litter that had to be on our ISO for a while because they came from the reservation. And then they all got cleared, and then they were all up for adoption. And then she was adopted and then unfortunately brought back. And it was just something was kind of different with her. So you guys had to take her for a little bit. And I didn't have any animals at the time, so... after you guys took her, I was like, let's give us a try. So I took her home, and then she's been with me ever since. So.
Yeah. So new single dog owner then, like the first time where you could look at an animal and say, this one is mine and my responsibility completely?
Yeah, kind of. I had a dog before, and I actually got into a car accident with him.
Oh, dang.
And I had to rehome him, and now he's out running on fields and jumping over fences and being all good, and he was fine. But after that, I wasn't really looking for a dog. But when she came in, or when she came back, and everything kind of happened, it was just kind of love at first sight. I loved that girl, and She's just my everything now. She goes everywhere.
If I remember correctly, she was pretty active.
She is very active. Yeah. She comes to work with me every day and loves the cats. She has a new best friend. Her name is Aces. She's one of our older cats now. And they lay in her bed together, and they're so cute.
Well, that's actually really helpful, though, having Munch with you, because you've got a dog that you know absolutely in and out. And you know that Munch can get along with just about any cat, right?
Yes, so absolutely.
If a situation arises between Munch and another cat, then you're like, okay, well, doesn't like dogs. Got it. And Munch is what? Probably like a medium size. Last time I saw her, she was pretty tiny.
Yep. She's in between like small and medium. If they're not okay with her, then it's probably not going to be good with bigger dogs either. Yeah. If they're okay with her, then I might go and try and see if they're okay with bigger dogs. But she kind of tells me if they're not okay or not, with their body language.
This chick's got a problem.
Yeah.
Now, how have adoptions been, Liz? I mean, have they been up or down? I mean, last time you and I talked, it sounded like it was improving. There was kind of a nationwide thing for a really long time where nobody was adopting. What does it look like over there now?
It's looking really promising. Still working up to... now that it's summertime and everybody's kind of looking, the adoptions are slowly increasing. I believe at the moment we've had 5 dogs adopted this month, and we've got several applications in the process of getting approved for several of the other dogs that are at the shelter right now. So it's looking really promising.
Now, when it comes to sitting down and adopting a dog, one thing that I think I would do now that the option is there is kind of go through the website first and get a general idea of what you do have. From that point, can you walk me through what people have to do for an adoption from the moment I walk in to the moment I walk out with a furry friend?
Yeah. So when you walk in, you kind of have a choice of whether you want to pre-put in an application and have it in the process of getting approved, or you can just be put on the schedule to meet a couple of dogs that you're choosing. Again, we have booklets at the shelter on site, and we also have everyone online so people can kind of get a general idea of who would maybe best fit their lifestyle and their circumstances. So you get put on the schedule and you go in, and we do at least 2 meet and greets now. I know that's something that we've kind of changed up in the last couple of years. So there's a first initial meet and greet, and you have the option to go out and run with them in the yard or just meet with them and sit down and get to know them in the meet and greet room. And if you haven't put in an application at that point, that's a good time to do it. And then once you're approved, we do another meet and greet because, you know, owning a dog, that's a commitment.
Yeah.
You know, that could be the family member for the next 10 plus years of your life, you know. So we really like people to sit down and think and really decide whether that's going to be a best fit for them. And then they come back in and re-meet the dog. If they have another dog, we do a meet and greet with those 2 on site as well. That way we kind of get a feel and everybody can get a general feel outside of the dog's home, how that dog is going to be able, how those 2 dogs are going to get along, 2, 3, 4 dogs are going to get along. We go through the application and we just go through basic information. If you have any other pets, they need to be up to date on vaccines. If you don't own your home, if you're renting, we contact the landlord just to approve that, you know, you're able to have pets or more pets allowed in the home. And so overall, it generally takes at least a week from when you meet the dog to bringing them home. But our return rates with doing the several meet and greets have dropped significantly.
Wow. Yeah.
So I know it can be sort of frustrating for some people who really want to bring the dog or the cat home right that day, but it benefits more for all of the pets and all the animals involved if we do those several meet and greets. So,
and I can see, you know, and maybe it's just because I had an insight to the shelter and the shelter life and how often animals were brought back,
mm-hmm.
or One thing that always kind of did upset me, and I've brought up with everyone, Jill, AJ, Marion, Emmy, all, you know, everybody, and I'll end up bringing it up with you as well. It's the idea people adopt these animals, and then they're brought in by CSOs.
Yep.
And nobody comes to get them. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what the heck, man? You know, I just, that just doesn't make any sense to me. And so people are going to do what people do, but I do like this measure. And you're right. There are some people in the community who weren't too hot about it, mm-hmm. but it's improved the adoption rate.
Yes.
And the stay rate significantly.
Oh yeah.
Enough that this is probably in place for good, right?
Yep. Yep. Good. Absolutely. And that's what we... It's what we like to keep it as.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to have more with our Sheridan Dog and Cat Shelter right after this. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Season, be prepared for extra business with First Federal Bank and Trust cash management solutions. Our local cash management experts will help you streamline your cash flow and minimize risk so you can focus on delivering exceptional service to your customers. Visit efirstfederal.bank to contact our cash management team today. Make this summer your best yet with the help of First Federal Bank and Trust, Sheridan's only mutual bank. Member FDIC.
This is the captain at Captain Clean. Did you know your carpet acts like a giant air filter, collecting allergens, bacteria, and all sorts of other treasures? Let our experts at Captain Clean prolong the life of your carpet, protect your indoor air quality, and make your carpet proud to call itself carpet again. Call Captain Clean today, 672-0726, and schedule your next carpet cleaning. Captain Clean, affordable choices for healthy living.
We clean more for you. We're Captain.
The largest RV store in Wyoming has a new location right here in Sheridan. Join us for Midway Onward RV's grand opening, June 5th through 7th, to save big on campers, motorhomes, and boats. That's right. Our manufacturers are offering enormous rebates for our grand opening only. Stop in to see what Sheridan's only RV and boat dealer has to offer. With food, fun, and prizes, we have something for everyone. That's Midway Onward RV, 1808 Coffeen Avenue, Sheridan, Wyoming, June 5th through 7th.
Saddle up for Chris Ledoux Days, June 14th in KC, Wyoming. The rodeo starts at 1:30 p.m. with exciting saddle bronc and bareback riding competitions leading up to the street dance and party with Ned Ledoux, Kip Attaway, and Sawyer Brown. Admission is $35 for both the rodeo and dance, or $20 for the dance only. Proceeds benefit college and high school rodeo scholarships and Make-A-Wish Wyoming. Chris Ledoux Days, Saturday, June 14th in KC, Wyoming. Sponsored in part by Sheridan Media.
Are you interested in the field of broadcasting or communications? The Wyoming Association of Broadcasters is offering scholarships to help you pursue your education. You must be a full-time student at a Wyoming Community College or the University of Wyoming with a GPA of at least 2.5. We're looking for students that exhibit superior potential in studies or activities related to a career in broadcasting. Stop by Sheridan Media or go to wyomingbroadcasting.org for an application form. The deadline to apply is June 15th.
Hi, this is Brad at Primate Motors. And let me tell you, partnering with Sheridan Media and the Country Bounty has delivered proven results time and time again. Our Sheridan Media guy keeps our message fresh, and his reliable customer service means we're never left hanging. If you're looking to move inventory or grow your brand, I say saddle up with the best. Sheridan Media Radio and the Country Bounty. The proof's in the pavement, and that's the results you can haul to the bank.
They all love them, so. Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting. If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Sheridan Dog and Cat Shelter Dog Lead, Liz Landy, and Cat Assistant, Sarah Bacon. Now, Sarah, when a cat comes into the shelter, you sit down and you really look at them, kind of check them out. What are the steps taken by staff to really get them ready for adoption?
to really get a cat ready, it's a big difference between dogs. We try and let them calm down first for like about 3 days is when they kind of get the whole, oh, I'm in a new place.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they come in as a stray or surrender or someone just picks them up and brings them in, it takes about that long to just kind of show their actual personality. And then that's really when it starts of when I do the behavior assessments, and then just making sure that they're healthy. They go through their med checks and make sure they're spayed and neutered. And then once I get the full behavior assessment done, we figure out where in the building that they're okay to go. So in the main adoption room is where most of the ones that are going to be okay with everything, they can either be shop cats, they could be house cats. Those are the ones that are okay with most things. The ones that are up front in our cat office are ones that are either ancient, like 15, 13-year-olds, or they just don't like other cats. They're not okay with dogs. And then, of course, we have our roamers in the hallway that are okay with dogs.
There's always cats walking around somewhere.
Always. There's always cats everywhere. And then after that, when people come in, you don't have to have an appointment to come see the cats. They just have to fill out an application, and then you talk to staff to kind of see what you're looking for. We really want to make sure that you find the right fit for you.
Yeah.
Because
some cats, they don't know what the outside world is. I mean,
oh no.
We've got two cats, and both of them are inside cats. I mean, you know, I tried putting one cat on a harness once, and yeah, that went about as well as you would think it would go. But because I wanted to take her outside, but she didn't want to just be outside. She wanted to hunt.
Yeah.
And so I was nothing but a huge inconvenience for her, you know.
Yeah.
And so when I kind of figured that, I was like, well, we're not going to be able to do this because I can't have you hunting all the songbirds in the neighborhood, you know. So I totally got that. But yeah, I can understand that. You guys still run that barn cat program where you have kind of borderline feral cats available?
We don't have any, like, feral cats right now available. When they do come in, we do still assess them as best we can, and we still have that program of trying to find them the best place, mm-hmm. that in like a barn or just out somewhere where they're going to be comfortable. They do get neutered or spayed and chipped just in case they do find their way back, that we can put them back into where they know. And full-on feral barn cats are free, of course. And then we have our barn cats or shop cats that are ones that are would be okay with people, but not necessarily okay with people.
We're like, roommates and that's it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, like you can stay over there, but I'm not going to come and see you.
Fill this bowl once a week and that's all.
Yeah.
I need.
Yeah. And those ones are go for like 20 and then... of course, our senior cats are 20, and most everything above that are the ones that are like, could be okay with you, are okay with you,
mm-hmm.
could be okay with anything, so.
Kind of the house-trained cats, the one that's going to be on the back of the couch for the rest of her life, right?
Kind
of,
yeah.
Yeah. Cats actually come with so many different temperaments and so many different, and excuse the phrase, but uses. You know, my father had cats, but I wouldn't actually say my father had cats. There were cats around the hay bales. There were cats around the feed, and Dad liked it that way. He would feed a little cup of cat food now and then to kind of keep them coming back.
Yep.
But boy, they kept the rodents out of the
yep. There's out of the one. Shed. There's cats that can do that are okay with being outside all day in the barn, and that's their life and that's what they like. But there's other cats that just want to be inside, and
yeah.
I want to love on somebody and have their person. And
They want that pampering.
We have some very bougie pampering cats right now that just want to be loved all day. So.
And some people really need that. I mean, you know, who doesn't like holding a cat every now and then? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, they're cuddly and the long hairs are always, you know, nice and soft. Which brings up a question, and this is something I've often wondered. A cat comes in, it's looking pretty rough. You evaluate it. It's actually... It allows you to touch it and pet it. You ever bathe a cat over there? You ever have to bathe
some of these cats? We do bathe cats. One of our staff, Joy, is bathing cats, so she goes in and bathes them. If they're too bad, like if they're long-haired and they have like a whole bunch of mats, after we end up owning, we do shave them.
Yeah.
And I actually shave my own cat there, so.
I've done it. Yeah, it's.
Yeah.
Goes about as well as the harness thing, but you can get it done.
Yeah. And it's different with each cat. Some of them are okay with it. Some of them aren't. Just like with the harness thing, my cat goes on a harness with me and Munchkin, and we go for walks and like that. But
that is a happy little family you got there. That's pretty incredible, Sarah.
Yeah. He was a little feral demon child, but then now he's a happy little man at home. So
that's pretty good.
But yeah, so we do bathe the cats and we make sure that their skin is okay, and we make sure that their hair is okay, that nothing's bothering them.
Because they can get some pretty intense skin diseases, right?
They can.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can get ear mites, they can get fleas, and that's just, it's so uncomfortable for the cats.
Yeah.
And even for the dogs to get any kind of skin disease, or even just dry skin is a lot for them. And especially being in an environment that's already somewhat stressful.
Yeah.
It just adds to it, and then it just doesn't show their full personality.
I mean, I know, you know, every staff member over there really works hard to make sure that everybody's comfortable. But it's still the big house, isn't it, Liz?
Mm-hmm.
It's still in the big house.
Yeah.
Are you seeing a lot of ticks come in?
Not so much on the dogs at the shelter. I know that I've seen several ticks outside of the shelter so far. I think I found two on dogs at the shelter this season, which is really good. Knock on wood, it stays that way.
Yeah, yeah.
From what I've seen, the ticks are going to get pretty nasty this year. So.
So make sure that you're putting on all your insecticide or whatever that stuff is.
Yep.
Emmy puts this stuff on the back of the dog's neck and I'm not allowed to pet him for 3 days, and it drives us both crazy, but because that's like the best spot to scratch him. But then you do get it all on you. But I had some other stuff, but I've run out of time with you ladies. Real quick, if somebody wanted to look at the dogs that you've got or learn a little bit more, where do they need to go, Liz?
You can show up on site. We've got dog books there. You can go to the Dog and Cat Shelter website. Just put dogandcatshelter.com, I believe is what it is. And we've got all of our dogs and cats that are available for adoption. If we ever get them in, any of the oddball animals, reptiles, chickens, roosters, all those are on the website.
They all
as well
come
when
through.
We have them. Yep. So that's the best place to look at it. If you can pull out a phone or have access to a computer, just look at them online, and all their descriptions are on there as well. So.
Give it a look, folks. You never know what you're going to find. They've had everything up there from fish and lizards. There was a rooster that my wife actually fell in love with, and she hated chickens before then. So he turned her around. There was a goose that would hug you back. You guys get it all up there.
Oh, yes.
Ladies, I want to thank you so much for coming in this morning, and thanks for bringing him in. I'm glad he was able to catch a nap while he was in here.
Oh, yeah. He's enjoyed it.
Thank you. All right, when we return, we're going to speak with the organizers of the 2025 Storywide Yard Sale. Stay with us. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE.
For a busy summer tourism season, be prepared for extra business with First Federal Bank and Trust cash management solutions. Our local cash management experts will help you streamline your cash flow and minimize risk so you can focus on delivering exceptional service to your customers. Visit eFirstFederal.bank to contact our cash management team today. Make this summer your best yet with the help of First Federal Bank and Trust, Sheridan's only mutual bank. Member FDIC.
Spring is in the air, and at Midas, that means a little more green in your pocket. You could save $50 on brakes and up to $150 on shocks and struts. Plus, while your car is getting a tune-up, schedule a little time for detailing at Sheridan Auto Spa and save 10%. It's like the savings are just pouring in. Protect your investment inside and out and save a few coins in the process. You'll get that new car feeling all over again at Midas Tire and Auto on East Brundage Lane in Sheridan.
This public service message is presented by BHJ Property Management at 101 South Main.
Hi, I'm Lydia.
I'm Lindsay.
I'm Emmy.
We are proudly representing the Bighorn High School Theater Department.
Our team has the opportunity to travel to Indiana to compete at the National Thespian Festival in June, and we are seeking funding to help us get there.
If you are able to help, please send any donations to Bighorn High School. If you have any questions, please call 674-8190.
Thank you so much for your consideration. We are looking forward to representing the Sheridan and Bighorn communities on the national stage.
This week on Active Reload, they are stealing more artwork over at Bungie. It's become a common occurrence.
This is like five times?
This is the fourth time they have done it now. If you want to take a lesson away from this,
yeah,
don't steal art, number one, preferably. But if you're going to, be good at it. And you can have a long-lasting career at Bungie at the art directing department.
Here's my thing. I think he is really good at it.
Yeah.
Active Reload. Listen wherever you get your podcasts or watch on SheridanMedia.com.
This is Dr. David Nickerson with Sheridan Memorial Hospital. The hospital's urgent care has combined with same-day health and imaging and has moved to 1470 Sugarland Drive between Walmart and WildVision. Open 7 days a week with extended hours, same-day health and imaging offers all our previous urgent care services as well as laboratory draws, x-ray, mammography screening, and DEXA bone scans. The entire team looks forward to providing you with excellent patient-centered care. Look for the white now open flags at 1470 Sugarland Drive for your walk-in health care needs. Walk-ins are always welcome, or you can schedule an appointment online at Sheridan Same Day.
The following message is presented by Century 21 BHJ, 101 South Main.
The open spaces, open views, family ranches, abundant wildlife, and clean rivers and creeks that surround us all are what make Sheridan County a place worth conserving. For nearly 20 years, Sheridan Community Land Trust has helped families conserve their land. Learn how SCLT can help your family conserve the land you love under the land tab at SheridanCLT.org.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. For our second part this morning, we are joined by Story residents Mark Cottle and Sue Schrum. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Great to be on here. Thank you.
Glad having you guys on here. I don't get a lot of folks in from Story very often, so it's good to see you guys. Now, when it comes to how long you've actually been up there, Mark, I'll start with you. How long have you been in Story?
I am a Story native.
Oh, fantastic.
And born in Buffalo. My childhood roots are in Story. And so I moved back about 4 years ago, and it's been a lot of fun because I get to find out all the exciting things that have happened since I've been gone. And the community is so awesome. A lot of volunteer, very volunteer-driven, the Story community has a great heart for people and very caring community, and it's been fun to experience that for myself moving back.
How long were you gone?
I was gone. I've came back and visited off and on, but I was gone for, it's been 20 years at least.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, I spent a lot of time growing up in a very small mountain town called Sumter, Oregon. It was an old gold mine. And it was mainly kind of abandoned, man. It's quite a ways up there. It's about 40 miles up a mountain. And holy cow, the adventures that we had. what a great place to raise kids. Out in the middle of a forest, I know that kind of sounds odd to some people, but I had a fantastic childhood because of it. You got fond memories.
Yeah, a lot of fond memories. It's a beautiful place. You know, one of the common things I hear with many people traveling to Story and experiencing Story is it's a very healing, you know, it's a very peaceful place to be. And with the outdoors and the pine trees and things like that, it's a great experience to be in Story.
Absolutely. We got to do some cross-country skiing up there and just being out there among the trees. It really is. I mean, it's therapy. Sue, how long you been up there?
Well, I moved to Story in full-time in 2019, but we bought our cabin in 2017, so it's only been 8 years. But I have a long history with Story. I actually married a Wyoming cowboy who was from Sheridan. And so for many years,
those charming devils,
lived
right?
everywhere. We lived in many other places. But we would come back to visit his parents, and we'd come up to see friends in Story. So this is where we decided to retire and love it.
And what was it that really drew you in? Was it the quiet, the solitude?
Well, yes, the mountain environment and just the beauty of Story. We live right on North Piney Creek, and it's under all the ponderosa pines, and it's just absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. Just imagining getting up in the morning with that first cup of coffee and sitting on the deck.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's lovely.
I mean, who wouldn't want to be there?
It's lovely.
Now, what is it that you love most about the small mountain community? Mark?
I would say the recreation. There's a lot of, I'm a hiker and avid runner. So I love the conditioning aspect, running at, 4,300 feet at somewhere around there. I'm not sure exactly, but I love the outdoors. There's a lot of rock climbing. Many people go up South Piney Creek to rock climb. And there's just a lot of fun things to discover when you go up Penrose Trail, hiking, and it's just great to be outdoor. It's a great place for outdoors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If that's the kind of lifestyle you want to lead, mm-hmm. you can't think of any place better because you just go right out the back door.
You go right, out the back door. There are great hiking trails, and it's just wonderful.
Yeah. You know, moving up into an area like that, you said like the elevation itself, and there is a stark contrast in kind of trying to do these activities at one elevation and then going to another. I got a brother who travels for work, and he just came back from a place that was so high up on their beds, they actually have oxygen sprayers that shoot down at you while you sleep. And he said, as soon as they came out of there, because they were up there for quite a while, he said, boy, man, I finally was able to catch a breath. You know? I mean, it can really make a world of a difference. All right, moving on down the line here. What is the 2025 Story-wide yard sale?
The Story yard sale is something that's been going on for quite some time. It's another ongoing, I'm not sure how long, another 20 plus year thing. But it's one of those things where the community has an opportunity to sell their treasures and things like that, all the things they want to get rid of. And a lot of people come in from out of town and, you know, someone else's junk is somebody else's treasure.
That's right.
And it's, you know, it's been going on for a while. And this is June 1st, this Sunday. And there's a lot going on. And we'll get into those in more detail here in a little bit. But this is the Story Yard Sale is June 1st, this Sunday. It starts at 8 a.m. and goes till 3 p.m. That's just kind of penciled in there. It may go longer, just whenever people decide to close up.
Depends on how long I want to sit there and negotiate.
Right. Exactly. Get the really good deals.
The good deals. Yard sales are all about the haggle. Sue, now you guys have got a Story Woman's Club biscuits and gravy fundraiser.
Yes, we do. We have been doing this for quite some time as well. We start at 7, so you know, people don't really appreciate early birds at their yard sale. They're trying to get set up. So right. Come on up early and come have breakfast at the Woman's Club. We will be serving biscuits and gravy, and a full order is $8. That's two biscuits and delicious homemade gravy from the Waldorf Astori restaurant that's no longer running as a restaurant, but it's a famous homemade gravy recipe, sausage gravy, that the community knows well and loves. So come on up for
someone's
some of
got that.
That
recipe stashed under, don't
yeah,
they? That's fantastic.
Yeah. And then we also have a baker in town that is pretty famous. Her name is Victoria Sorokin. She is making homemade cinnamon rolls, and they are to die for. Mm. So you can come up and get one of those for $5. And we also have some coffee and orange juice. You can get that for $2 each. And start your day with the Women's Club.
Yeah.
Now, this fundraiser is something we do every year. We do several fundraisers a year. The money, the proceeds for these things go towards maintaining the property, which it's the building was built in 1930.
Wow.
So, yeah, and it's a log structure, so it needs maintenance. So the money that we make for that goes to maintaining the property and also for other charitable things in Story that we support.
You know, the Women's Club up there is incredibly active. I'm always kind of hearing, you know, on the cusp of things. You guys are always doing something.
We are, and it's kind of the heart of our community. Being a not an unincorporated town with 900 people, if we didn't have the Women's Club, we wouldn't have a place to have parties. We rent out the facility at quite a reasonable rate. And we do bereavement dinners for families that have had a loss in their family. We do them for free for the community. Some of the other things that we do, we have cultural arts activities every Monday. We have a senior lunch every Tuesday. The building is used as a meeting place for civic meetings. The Story Lions Club and the Garden Club meets there. We have our elections there. We have blood drives and flu clinics there. And we do donations to the 4-H Sheridan County Fair and Stamps for Veterans and other charitable causes.
Wow. So that building really is the heart of Story.
It really is. And it is available for rent as well for activities like wedding receptions or game night or let's see what else. Any kind of event you would want to hold there. We have a full-on kitchen with 3 stoves and ovens and 2 refrigerators. And, it's a commercial kitchen. So you can do good events there, family reunions, whatever.
Well, that's actually a fantastic idea, Sue, as you talk about this. You know, if somebody's looking for, like, a great place to hold a wedding.
Yeah.
Right? You've got the beautiful scenery of Story.
Absolutely.
You've got a building where you can get all the food prepped out and a place to get everybody fed.
And the clubhouse will hold 80 people, seat 80 people. So
and all they got to do is contact the Story Women's Club, maybe to rent. And I know we're here to talk about the sale itself.
Yeah.
But this building, excuse me, this building sounds like a great opportunity for folks.
Yes, it really is. And it's underused, I think. But it's great.
Who do they need to contact to kind of set that up?
They would need to contact Kathy Dunn, the president of the Women's Club, or Diane Gaunt, who is the vice president.
Okay.
And
one of the things I also want to mention, too, is I totally redid the StoryWyoming.org website. So that's a major hub for people to get to know what's going on in Story. So if anybody wants to reach out to an organization, the Story Women's Club has a page on there, the Lions Club, the Story Library, the Story Branch Library. So there's a lot.
The Garden Club.
The Garden Club. Yes, can't forget that one.
We have a great garden club up there.
And that's fantastic, Mark. How did you get that job, I guess?
Well, I just noticed, you know, I offered to help and it just kind of led in that direction. And so it's been a great way to stay in touch with people that want to connect with some aspect of Story. And so I do business spotlights on there from the community that own a business. But before I get too far on things, I also want to mention that the Story Yard Sale, we have 2 sponsors for that, and great people. Our sponsors are Everett's Tunnel Inn and Beyond the Edge Landscape and Design. Great people, great businesses, very community driven. They have a heart for Story, And so I want to make sure I mention that because they've put money towards promoting this, and I just want to make sure I give attention to where it's needed and due. So another thing on the Story yard sale is that the Story Volunteer Fire Department is doing their annual fundraiser as well. So after people eat their awesome biscuits and gravy over at the Women's Club, and they go out and see a few things in Story, find some treasures there, they can come back to the Story Volunteer Fire Department at their building there. And the fire department will be serving hot dogs and bison burgers, and that starts at 11 o'clock. And so hopefully everyone can eat and do a lot of activity. Come hungry to this event because there's a lot of food.
You won't go home hungry.
So definitely support. And this fundraiser for the Story Volunteer Fire Department, that goes to everything that they need as far as their operational cost. Every call they get called out on, there's, you know, a certain cost to that. And Heather Watt, the fire chief there, does an amazing job with the crew there. And, you know, they just have a huge heart. They're really good. Their response time is great. And they just, you know, this is a great way to give back to our local heroes.
I had the pleasure of attending a meeting up there at the Story Firehouse once. I was working for a newspaper at the time, and I was actually up there for a considerable amount of time. So it was great to be able to sit there with those individuals and really kind of just get to know what they do up there. And what a lot of people may not understand, I mean, you guys are in the forest.
Right.
You guys are in the heart of fire country. So these
the fire in October, we have really been appreciating our local volunteer fire department, our local heroes.
Absolutely. Because, I mean, it's right out your back door, you know, kind of like the poor individuals up here who suffered through the Elk Fire and the fire up in Story. I mean, it's and you guys are in bear country on top. The beauty comes with risks, you know.
Mountain lions.
Yes, mountain lions.
Beauty comes with a little bit of risk, but I guess that's why not everybody seeks it out, right? Now, when it comes to what we're going to see, one thing that I did want to question you on is parking, Mark. We might get a lot of folks up there. Story doesn't have a lot of places for me to tuck my car away. Where should I park once I get up there?
Well, as far as if people attend the Story Women's Club Biscuits and Gravy, there's parking on there by the post office. You'll see right there on North Piney. And also there's going to be some parking on Crooked Street. I mean, parking is an issue for big events. I don't think it's going to be a huge issue, but they can park from down at the Lador and walk up. There's some parking spaces there. And, I think the parking will be fine. Obviously the people that are doing their sale, they're going to have to figure that out, but I don't think it's going to be a huge issue.
Okay.
It won't be anything like Story Days.
See, that's what I had in mind there. Now, when it comes to the layout of where everyone's going to be, I know Story's kind of got that. It's kind of almost like a T section, right? Will it all kind of be set up around there?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the layout because that's a point that I want to mention here is we have people that have requested to be on the Story Yard Sale map. And we have a map that goes along with this sale. So it helps people coming in from out of town. They're not familiar with Story. They know where to go. And so we have a Story Yard Sale map that is available at the Story store starting early Sunday morning. And that way they know where they need to go. Obviously, there's people that aren't on the map, and that's okay. But for the people that have contributed to the map, it just helps people find where they need to go.
Absolutely. And you never know, you know, you're wandering around table to table. But if you've got somebody specific in mind, you want to get over there.
It's like a treasure hunt. You pick up your map, and then you go, okay, I'm going to start here, and I'll go there next.
See, that's perfect.
So it's really fun.
Now, one more time, tell me when and where everything's going to start, Mark.
The Story Yard Sale is on June 1st, this Sunday, starting at 8 a.m. till about 3 p.m., give or take. But don't forget the everything going on with the Story Volunteer Fire Department. That starts at that lunch. Them serving hot dogs and bison burgers starts at 11 o'clock. And I'll let Sue chime in on it.
Yep. And Sue, before I even start searching for deals, I need some biscuits and gravy.
You need to come in for some biscuits and gravy at 28 North Piney. That's the iconic clubhouse, and we hope to see you there.
It's going
to
be a fantastic time. I hope the scroungers end up finding the good stuff. Got to get there early. Because that stuff disappears quick.
Yeah.
But before you even start looking.
And storywyoming.org is where they can go to get more information.
Fantastic.
And the weather is supposed to be beautiful.
Which is another highlight.
Yeah. It'll be a little cooler up
don't
there.
Don't want to be out there in the rain. All right. I want to thank you so much for coming in this morning. It was
thank
an absolute
you,
pleasure,
Thank
guys.
You very much. Appreciate
and I
it.
Hope this sale goes great. Oh, you bet. Anytime Story has anything, you feel free to come on the show. Just give me an email. We'll get you in.
Well, thank
Love
you.
Having you
we'll
guys.
Do that.
All right. You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Planning for a busy summer tourism season? Be prepared for extra business with First Federal Bank and Trust Cash Management Solutions. Our local cash management experts will help you streamline your cash flow and minimize risk so you can focus on delivering exceptional service to your customers. Visit efirstfederal.bank to contact our cash management team today. Make this summer your best yet with the help of First Federal Bank and Trust, Sheridan's only mutual bank. Member FDIC.
Elevate your summer travel plans. Fly local, fly Sheridan. Bring your loved ones home to Sheridan this busy summer with reliable, comfortable travel through United Express, operated by SkyWest Airlines. Enjoy the convenience of Sheridan to Denver in no time by flying local. Book flights at united.com, the United app, or call United Reservations at 1-800-UNITED-1. Tickets also available on Travelocity, Expedia, Kayak, and more. For stress-free summer travel home, fly local, fly Sheridan.
The UCross Foundation invites you to celebrate their fourth annual Founders Day, Saturday, May 31st from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Guests will enjoy open artist studio tours, house-made pizza for purchase, performances by the Wyoming Symphony Orchestra, and the opening of Luminous Forms, a new exhibition at the UCross Art Gallery, as well as the debut of Confluences, an immersive sound installation on the UCross grounds. To RSVP for this free event, please visit ucross.org.
Hi, this is Colton Bates with the Bates Team at Best. The number one question I'm being asked right now is whether the real estate market is heating up. And like the weather, it absolutely is. The number of people showing their curiosity is a great sign itself, but right now it is proving to be a very stable, healthy market. This spring could be an awesome opportunity to show off your home in all its glory as everything greens and flowers bloom. And if you're a buyer, now is the time to get your plan together as inventory and activity appear to rise. Work with the Best as our team is prepared to take on the spring and summer push and create the perfect situation for you. Give us a call at 675-BEST and visit bestwy.net today.
Hi, this is Liz Kincaid, host of the video podcast called Sheridan County Ag Update. Join me each week as I visit with local folks about ag issues, rodeo, 4-H, FFA, and much more. Sheridan County Ag Update presented by Heartland Kubota and True Built Builders. You can find my video podcast each week and other interviews under the podcast tab on SheridanMedia.com. So join me, Liz Kincaid, host of Sheridan County Ag Update on SheridanMedia.com.
Listening to birds chirping, a creek babbling, children giggling, steak sizzling, or
protect yourself from identity theft. Join AARP for a free shred event on Saturday, May 31st. Bring your old documents and shred them safely on site. We'll be at Sheridan Commercial Parking Lot from 8:30 to 11 and DJ's Parking Lot in Buffalo from 2 to 4 p.m. Protect your personal information and fight fraud the safe and easy way. To learn more, visit aarp.org/wyevents or call 1-877-926-8300.
103.9 FM is News Talk 930.